William Wordsworth's point of view about nature. Wordsworth's faculty from drawing inspiration from everyday life and objects led him to a sort of mystic belief whereby man and nature were different but inseparable parts of a whole universe, a total scheme created by God, or rather by a mighty power. He maintained that nature, far from being a decorative background, as with the Augustines, or simply the mirror of particular mood, as with the Elizabethans, was endowed with a spirit and a life of her own, present not only in plants and animals, but in inanimate objects as well, such as stones and mountains. She was therefore a living presence speaking to all those who were able to enter into intimate relationship with her and understand her language. It was then, through a fusion with nature and through a quiet contemplation of her beauty, that man could rediscover the image of God and become aware of his own inner life, since man and nature fitted together perfectly as parts of one mighty mind. Nature, in fact, was a friend and a comforter to man, the only great teacher for him. By penetrating into her divine essence, man could learn virtue and wisdom. The mission of the poet, like that of a prophet or a priest, was therefore to open man's souls to the inner reality of nature and to the calm, meditative joy she can offer us.